LA photos being printed into the physical space.
Pick up penny porcelain painted peppers.
It's all the P words I know.
Pants!
There was one more. If you can think of any. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to Fellow Sagas. My name is Tristan Sartoris, and guess what? Guess what? I am so happy to be here with you guys today. Don't touch the mic, okay? You psychopath. You just started the show. There's no reason to adjust it unless it's not quite center. Okay, that's good. What's up, guys? I am so happy to be here with you again this beautiful day and time that we are having together. Unless you know it's not that beautiful day or time. You never really know. I'm going to touch it. Who cares? I try to spread a lot of love and positivity. I've seen some people not having the greatest of times. In fact, just today, I went to the Dollar Tree. We know it, my local stomping grounds, because the deals are so low. Kind of, dude. They went from $1 to $1.25, and then they charged the tax on the food, so it's $1.33 per item. So for 3 gallons, pay $4. That's a dollar surcharge. It's unbelievable. But anyways, I was checking out. And, just making regular conversations. I'm checking out my snacks and my goodies. And the guy goes, how you doing today? Just very perfunctory. I don't think he really cares. But I'm taking it as an invitation to converse. And I say, dude, I'm doing great, man. How's your day going? He goes, honestly, it couldn't get any worse. And just right when he says that, lightning, thunder, starts pouring rain. And I'm a silver lining guy. And I'm just trying to cheer up the mood. I go, dude, I'm sorry. But you know what? At least you're inside and it's pouring out, man. He goes, actually, I get off my shift in 20 minutes and I have to walk home. My ride canceled on me. And I go, holy crap. Dude, I'm mad. I was like, no, soft tea. Fall. He's like, my life sucks. And I got to walk home in that. And I don't know if the Good Samaritan thing to do might have been to say, you know what, man? I'll hang out for an extra 20 and drive you home. But that's not what I did. I went, And I took my Sour Patch Kids and I skedaddled. Sorry, man. Hope you brought an umbrella. But you know what? Just to say, sometimes life isn't going the best of times and sometimes you'll get rained on. But hey, look, we're all just trying our best, okay? Is there a point to the story? Not necessarily, but just to say some people aren't having the greatest of times and, you know, if you're better than me, offer them a ride, I guess. I don't know. Guys, what's going on with you this weekend, this week? A lot of stuff has been happening, I feel like, event-wise. My brother's birthday was this past week. That's right, you heard me, right? My brothers, they were born on the same day. The coincidences, the coincidai, the coin, you know what? What are the chances? One in 365. But yeah, it's always fun. It's pretty fun. It's kind of, you know what? I feel a little bit jealous because when their birthday comes around, it's like a bigger event than everyone else's birthday, because they go, whoa, because we're comboing, there's double birthday, the magic, what? We can't believe it. But I get that it's two birthdays stacked on top of each other, but there's just a weird, different amount of hype where everyone goes, this is amazing. I go, why don't you? Oh, okay, there's two. You got to remember that. So you feel a little jealous for a minute, but then you remember it's comboed, so there's twice as many foods, and twice as many cakes, and twice as much fun, and twice as much time. So it's a big event. It's great. I will say that my nephew, the baby that I have made fun of countless times, is so much fun now, dude. I said, this is, he's pointless. He doesn't make any sense. He's just a big little potato face. I'm not excited or thrilled about it, but I will say, okay, that now, however months old he is, almost one. That's how I'm going to do it. I'm not going to go, he's 8 months, 8, 9 months, 39 weeks, or whatever. Okay, he's almost one. That's all I know. He's at this point where the baby's like, I am just fascinated by everything, and I want to look at anything and everyone. And kind of works well for someone who's desperate and needy for attention like myself, where I'm like, I just want anyone and anybody to look at me. This is great. So I just make noises and sounds, and the kid's fascinated with me. He's just like, this is, what is this? So I'm having a ball with that. That's actually so fun for me. I love the attention, and he likes looking at whatever I am. So very happy and, you know, fortunate relationship that we are having at the moment. Just lots of fun family activities. Again, I will say I missed Easter because I went to go see my girlfriend in Canada. And interestingly enough, we don't do a lot of family photos. Oh, no, we do. We take a lot of family photos, actually. In fact, I think I'm the only person who doesn't complain. You know, at a family gathering, they say, you know what, let's go line up. Let's go get these photos. Everyone else goes, well, of course we gotta go take a photo. I gotta stand next to these people. I've seen them all the time and whatever. And, you know, is it necessarily important? Because we do see them all the time. And, you know, we all kind of look the same anyway. And, you know, what's the big deal? But I'm the only one who doesn't complain. I go, let's go, guys. A camel. Let's go hug his family. I love to be in them. And the one freaking time I've ever missed a holiday, I've ever missed an event, I've ever missed freaking just a day out, the one time I've ever missed a camera not being on me. I'm very aware when a camera points into my direction, I'm there to make a show and amplify the content, the substance that's being captured. But the one time I'm not, they take these photos and they're getting prints now. There's family photos being printed into the physical space. The one time that I'm not there, they're like, this is, you know what, all the other holidays, all the other times, all the other photos that we have, this one, the one that Tristan's not in, is the one that we like the most. This one is worthy of the printing. And that is just a load of crap, man. Don't try and foil it and cover it with any kind of sugar and powder. They go, no, it's just this and the chances. No, I know what y'all do, okay? I get it now. This wasn't some sort of coincidence or chance. This was premeditated, okay? I feel that. Or, there was resentment, okay? There was some sort of pain that maybe I left and I said, is it okay for me to miss Easter? Is it everything going to be fine to go somewhere else? They go, yeah, no, Tristan, do your thing. Drive your drive. Surely we won't take a family photo. And even if you won't be a part of it, surely we wouldn't print it out without you even knowing and then hang it up on the wall. That's exactly what happened. Come on, dude. So anyways, at least the baby still likes me. Dude, family's fun. Family's crazy. It's all right. You know what? I'm getting everybody this year just freaking 18 by 35 inch. I don't know what the dimensions are. Just giant portraits of me and my face. I'm going to say, you put these wherever you want. In fact, put them everywhere if you really need to, which you probably don't want to, but you have to. Because this, okay, retribution, all right? This is, you're going to offer that up to me as payment. Payment is due, okay? I want faces of me in every one of my relatives' household come this holiday season, whether by my own hand and my own gifting or, you know, by your own, you know, volition to go print one out and say, this is our Tristan corner. This is where we keep a giant photo of this man-child who complains that he wasn't in a single photo. I said, that's darn right I did. I complained all the way through. And don't you ever forget it. And don't it ever happen again, dude. Crazy, crazy. So anyways, I don't really mind. But if I did mind, I would be sad and it would keep me up at night. I wonder why I haven't slept well. Yeah, outside of that, I had a little bachelor party. Am I allowed to say I had a bachelor party? I threw a bachelor party for The Bachelor. I was a part of a party. I didn't have a party. Yeah, because I guess you wouldn't say, well, I had a birthday party. Like, did you? Oh, congratulations, your birthday. No. I attended someone else's birthday party. But if you threw the birthday party, I had this gathering that I went to. And it was a bachelor party that I threw for the bachelor himself. It wasn't crazy like anything that you see in the movies. I've never been the best man or ever thrown. I've never thrown a party for anybody in general. So I was like, well, you know, what do we like to do? What's the fun? So we just kind of ran the gambit, man. We went climbing and we went bowling and we went golfing and we went to the arcade.
First play!
Did
I say rub?
Rub.
I don't want to know.
Number one!
High score is mine!
And we ate so much food and so many biggie bags and so many wings. And I'll tell you this much, man. It's crazy how fast gluttony will turn your entire perspective on hunger, okay? Like, you can be starving, like, man, what it would be like. I'm withering away. I just want to eat and, you know, feel fulfilled in some way. And then you get about 12 wings deep and you're like, I think I hate food. I don't think I ever want to eat again. I think, like, I love wings. This is, we got our favorite food here. We're all eating wings. We're cheers, you know? And then you're like, I hate this. I literally hate every part of this. Yeah, I don't know what the message is there either, but just to know that we ate so much food. Again, sorry for world hunger. We weren't really putting a dent in that at all. Like, we weren't even hungry at that point. We were eating just for sport. And gosh dang it, did we all lose in the end. But it was good. It was a lot of fun. I had a great time. And we really just kind of partied and balled out. And just, you know, rock climbing was super cool. And it was way more fun than I anticipated. You climb on the rocks, but you know, you see some of these people, they're gripping like just millimeter, little tiny things, just climbing, just scaling up. I mean, if I was ever in one of those heist movies where they're like, hey, you know a guy, you know a driver, you know a climber, you know, push, you know, like somebody's going to steal, I go right there. Do I need somebody who's going to climb and scale the building and get in there? Yeah, dude, these people are insane. I don't care how fast you can run or how strong and powerful you are. These guys are scaling the freaking wall. Just straight up, like Spider-Man. It's amazing. And the people are cool and they're chill. And it's very painful. Your forearms, your fingers, you're wearing out. And you're like, yeah, surely I could do it. And you just realize just how, you know, not talented at this thing you are compared to everyone else. But it was a lot of fun. Genuinely, I hope the bachelor party was good for the actual bachelor. But who's to say, man? Okay. I'm not going to ask him straight up and say, dude, did you have a good party? I'm just going to take his word for it. And then he said, thanks for doing that. And that was enough for me. So we got to get on that now. We're on to the wedding part. To be fair, man, I didn't even know I was going to be the best man until a few weeks ago. So all of a sudden you're like, man, you got to throw a party now. And then you got to throw a speech. And then you got to freaking put on the suit and not dying. And, you know, grateful, very grateful. But for someone who already isn't familiar with the territory, I don't go to a lot of weddings. And when I do, I often don't pay attention. So I'm just like, wait, what am I? I got this and this and okay. Say that again. I don't know. And it just already fills up my plate that is so full. And as we stated, you can only eat so much food before you're like, I don't want to do anymore. So I'm trying to allocate my meals. Right. My emotional meals, I guess you could say. I'm trying to make sure everything is digestible. Dude, the analogies are so good. How does he get smart? I'll tell you how, man. Because when his father and mother and brothers and everyone else freaking gets photos printed off without him, he learns, okay? He learns words and you know, it's wordplay. I don't know, guys. I wish I had an analogy there. That would have really tied that bow together. But yeah, man, I'm just trying to lock in, dude, because my plate has been kind of full lately. Like, not really in a way, but enough. And then I keep adding different things to it. Like, I was so good about my food and my exercise and my work, and everything was dialed in for a really long time. Like, I was just on top of it. And suddenly, when I started training for this marathon, I thought I had just a good, firm foundation. I was like, yeah, my discipline's strong. I can pile anything onto this, and we'll just keep adding and build this empire of freaking resilience, right? That's not what happened at all. As soon as I introduced, I was like, well, I got to start running just a little bit now. Everything went out the window. I stopped working out. I stopped eating good. Freaking work fell off. And I gained 20 pounds, dude. And then the running got even harder. And then my knees started hurting. And then the pull-ups that I was supposed to be training to do, I started doing less of them. So I've just been going backwards. Somehow, dude, I was doing fine. Everything was great for me. My plate, I had just enough portion size. And I was like, you know what? Let's add some good lean protein here. Okay, let's make it a more fuller, rounder meal. No snacks, no chocolate milk or anything, like a good whole substance. And somehow that threw everything out of whack and I blew it up. So I added something so good to my life and I've only gone backwards. So right now, I've really been trying to, you know, just put the pieces together on the plate and only eat as much as I can eat before I get sick of everything and throw the plate out again. So part of that is I got to focus on this wedding thing and this best man speech, which isn't that big of a deal, but it is to me. And I think that I'm trying to plan it and, you know, make sure it's all right. And then I'm trying to get my exercise and my food right back on and then getting the work dialed in. And I got to make sure to take it the back guest. And unfortunately, I'm slowly trying to get back into the training for a freaking, you know, half marathon race with obstacles and all that. So it's not necessarily the thing you should be adding last, but you know what? Technically, it is the least of my priorities. So I got to make sure that I build right back up and then hopefully not tumble. I don't know. We're going to see what happens, but it's weird because your brain feels like your brain feels like it knows exactly what it wants, but my body's just burnt, dude. I'm just cooked. I'm exhausted. You know, when you just wake up and you're like, I'm going to go do it. And your body's like, I don't think so. You're like, hello, is anybody home? Hey, buddy. And the body just hears it. It's like, just let it go to voicemail. Let it go to voicemail. Hello, body. You want to wake up today? Because I got a lot of exciting things and, you know, not necessarily all exciting, but some things that are also very important that we need to get to because time's a ticking. They go, just don't even worry about it. If you would like to leave a voicemail for Tristan's body, we are currently full. We're no longer accepting any requests of any sort, but please hang up the phone and stop calling. Body, wake up! So my body's just been cooked, man. Oh, body, won't you help me? It doesn't help at all, though, that I went back to rock climbing as well because I was having so much fun and I had kind of already fallen apart too. I was like, well, you know what? Just we're not doing anything else important. Let's just go climbing. And I've been doing that a lot. And then I decided I was going to take a gymnastics class on top of that. So, you know, it's not necessarily all the fault of my brain or my body. It's also the fault of my brain for making dumb choices where I'm like, well, we want to get dialed in. I'm like, well, let's just do, you know, whatever that is out there on the horizon, that crazy stuff out there. Let's just throw that in the mix. We're already, it's the freaking Tower of Babel. Nothing's communicating, nothing. It's all crashing to the ground. So let's just go out spinning. So yeah, I decided to take a gymnastics class for some reason in the middle of all this. I really need to be taking care of my plate, dude. I got my plate, okay? This is the plate of my very important things. I don't want to eat too much. I don't want to throw the plate out. And I'm like, this is all I have. And I'm not adding more to the plate necessarily, but I'm looking over at other people's plates. I'm like, ah, let me have a little bit of that. And I'm filling up and I'm not eating really any of it. I'm just chewing everything and got to learn to consume what I can consume. Is that analogy making sense? I don't know. I mean, I think it makes sense. So I guess to a certain extent, you can say something that's confusing, and if people don't get it, you go, well, I'm just a bit highbrow for some individuals, I guess you could say. But in reality, it's just a bunch of hoopla. But yeah, I took a gymnastics class, and it was great, dude. I've always wanted to do gymnastics since I was very young. I thought that was, like, seeing my dad do handstands, and he would teach us. I don't think he ever did cartwheels or handsprings or anything, but he would tell us like what to do and how to do them. And I had a general idea. Like he taught me how to flip and everything, but I was too scared to do it on flat ground. And I always wanted to be able to do that. And my grandfather had lots of gymnastics trophies and stuff like that. So I dreamed of doing that for so long. And somehow, now that my plate is just broken and mushed and mashed and, you know, I'm stealing stuff, I'm like, you know what? Let's try something we've always wanted to try. It doesn't make any sense to do it right now, but screw it, right? So I go to this gymnastics class that is technically for kids, and they weren't supposed to have adult classes. So I booked, I called in directly. I was like, dude, okay, you don't have classes, but is there any way I can get like a one-on-one, just lesson? I'll pay for a private, just coach, okay? I just give me an hour. I just want someone to teach me and just how we can kind of develop some sort of base. Not because I'm trying to, you know, I can't compete. I'm way too old for that. Not that I'm old, but, you know, they only retire like 16. So I go in there and it's all colorful and painted. I'm clearly out of place because everyone's like, you know, six. And I'm like, yo, it's okay. We're walking in here. And I don't know any of the rules. I'm not necessarily dressed right. And every form I have to sign out, it's like, oh, what's your parents' name? I was like, parents, yeah, okay, this is my mom's name. So I feel out of place, but I get in there finally. And the coach, dude, Coach Lance, guy was phenomenal. He was great. And we start going through these things. He's like, well, basically, I told him everything I wanted to do, and he said, we're going to try, basically, we only have an hour, so we're probably just going to get to cartwheels or something like that, if we can, depending on how, you know, fast you can pick it up. So we go through handstands and then bridges, and then we get to cartwheels, And then apparently he's like, dude, you're doing great. I'm like, oh, okay, well, that's a really good cartwheel. He's like, you're following the line, and then we go to the double cartwheels. And I've never done double cartwheel for some reason, just never clicked in my head to try and do two in a row. I'm doing it. He's like, that's very great. The form's great. It's strength. It flows. It's nice. He's like, you know what? I think you're ready for a round off. I've never had anybody teach me a round off. Kind of similar to a cartwheel, except, you know, you're kind of rounding it off a little bit. Let it make sense. And immediately, I do it like twice. He's like, good, great. And we're only about 10 minutes into my hour. He's like, you know what? We're gonna do a back handspring. And I was like, what? What are you talking about? He says, you're picking this up pretty fast. I think I can see it. I can see it in you. You got it. And that gave me a lot of confidence because I didn't know what I was doing. Like I said, I'm surrounded by 6-year-old freaking insane athletes. I did not think that I belonged. And for someone to be like, you're picking it up really quick. You're gonna go do it. So we go over and we're doing this kind of back bend drill. And every part of this, again, like I've always wanted to do it, but it's so foreign to me. I don't know what to do. And there was part of it was because, one, there's 6-year-olds who are doing freaking triple doubles and tucks and whatever they call it right next to me. I'm like, okay, well, I'm 25 years old. I got to be a little bit brave here. And I also paid for only an hour. So he was like, just calm down, breathe. But I think we might be able to try and get into it, and we could possibly do a back handspring. I've never taught someone a back handspring in a day. I've never gotten this far before, but I think maybe just because of how fast you're kind of taking all this in, we might be able to do it. And I was like, yeah, again, I only paid for an hour. I'm ready. I'm just going to go for it. I threw caution completely to the wind, and I leap. There's like this barrel that you can kind of bend and spring over. It's just a very assisted back handspring. And I just basically just clear the whole thing, just like leap. And he's like, what the? And so he's like talking to the other coaches and he's bragging like, dude, you ever teach somebody? He picked it up this fast. This is insane, man. And I don't know if they do this to everybody. I don't know why he would, because I already paid for the lesson anyway. But I was like, my cup is being filled. So I started doing back handsprings. He removes this thing completely. He's like, I'll assist you if you want. Make sure you don't hurt myself. And then I'm like, again, you know, I think I just can't be scared. He didn't say that, but in my head, I was like, if I get scared at all, I'm going to get hurt. And unfortunately, the guy was about 60 years old, so he couldn't really demonstrate the moves for me. So he was just kind of giving me verbal cues on what to do. And I was like, okay. Well, I'm looking at the 6-year-olds. I'm taking what you're going to say. And I was just throwing everything I had literally into the air, and it was working. It was working. I was doing back handsprings. And he's like, you did? I did a back handspring on flat ground. And then he's like, you know what? We're ready for double. I'm like, duh, what, dude? I was already fine to go home. This was more than I expected I would ever get to. So he sends me, and we do a double back handspring. Then we do a round off back handspring. And then we do it on the flat ground. And then we do it down the tumble track. And then I do a backflip into the pit. And there was a lot of more steps into that, but time was racing and I was dizzy and I was huffing and puffing. He's like, just take a break, get some water. I was like, no, coach, because you're my coach now. I was in it. I was like, I paid for an hour. I'm going to get my money's worth. And I felt like I was just progressing so fast. Like I was just picking up things faster and faster. And he kept saying that, which only, it might not have been true. Okay. He might have taught people back handsprings and way more than that in a day. But the way he was saying it, because he was literally saying he hasn't, was making me feel like I was a natural. I might not have been. But he made me feel like I was destined for this. So I kept going more and more and more. And, dude, I had the freaking greatest time ever. Gymnastics class, an absolute must. What is the end goal for there? I don't know. Probably just to, you know, flip around. Or if somebody's like, I'll bet you $5 you can't do a back handspring. And I'm like, this is what I've been waiting for. But you know what? There was this one time where I mentioned on the podcast a long, long time ago. But for one reason or another, I think I was getting ice cream and some kid was just like, can you do a backflip? And I had to break the news to him and go, no, I can't. And I was very embarrassed. And I would like to say it's been eating me up inside for well over a year. But the truth is I remembered it after my class. And I was like, oh, this is where it's applicable. This is my destiny. Kid, wherever you are, you're probably a grown adult by now. It's taken a while for me to figure this trick out. I'm on my way, okay? Next time someone looks at me and says, I bet you can't do a backflip, I'll say, oh, yeah? What? And then I'll do it. And it'll be amazing, man. It will be amazing. So anyways, that's basically what my life's been up to, man. I've just been realizing that I don't matter to, not as the family, but I don't matter to the family photo, but I do matter to the baby. And hopefully he was there and saying, where's Tristan? You know, he makes all the funny faces. And I say, I know I do. I don't know why they would print this out. But yeah, it is what it is. So what else is going on, man? Oh, recommendation. If you guys need something to watch, I've been watching it in like 10 minute increments because everything's been so hectic and I've been kind of running around. The Steve Martin documentary. Fantastic, dude. I'm not going to spoil anything, but it's just kind of amazing. It's kind of like his book, but it's, you know, on video. It's so great. It kind of tells the story of how he went through everything and everywhere and kind of developed his own comedic voice. And I've heard a lot of people, especially now, they kind of crap on Steve Martin if you look back at it because you don't really understand it. And neither did I until I read his book, actually. But he kind of, it was so intentional that he was like, I now understand all the rules to comedy and how to be funny. And I'm going to break all the rules, basically. So comedy was just about building tension, release a punchline, break the tension, right? He was like, I'm just going to build tension and just never release it. He openly talks about how he was going to create a character, basically. He said how funny it would be to create a character who thinks he's funny but isn't. So it's kind of like a bad comedian, basically, but on purpose. And it's just so beautifully done. And I've always loved, I think it's just so silly and wonderful. And they talk about that, especially for the time. You know what? I think about when I was like 12, I had this great idea that I thought was great. That I was like, I'm going to be the reverse comedian. And I remember telling people that I'm going to purposely do bad jokes, and that no one, I think that was like a, I was thinking, what if I went to go do comedy and then nobody can actually boo because I'm doing it on purpose? And turns out somebody beat me to the punch a long, long time ago, but I really, I loved that idea even more so, hearing it and watching it and kind of understanding it even further. But to not spoil it any further, go watch the freaking Steve Martin documentary, okay? It's freaking, there's so much to say about it, but it's so great. What else is going on, dude? Okay, I gotta book it a little bit. I have more auditions and more work and then more visits and then more things to do. And also, before I get my life in order completely, I'm probably gonna go climb and go to another gymnastics class. We'll see what happens. I think that's all I had to talk about, mostly because I'm in a rush. But I love you so much. I appreciate you every freaking time we come on here, we get together. Again, my brain's all over the place, and now my body's, like, telling my brain, like, brain, is there anybody up there? We gonna get in place? And so, guys, again, thank you so much for tuning in. I love you from the bottom and the top of my heart, and if there's anything in between, it also loves you as well, and I will see you in the next episode, hopefully, after I've kind of, you know, given the reins. I should have made a horse analogy before, and that would have made more sense later. But you know what, guys? Thank you so much for seeing the next episode.